Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mission Possible on BBSRadio.com. It is here, I'm on the East Coast. The date is April the 7th, of course, on the West Coast, still April the 6th. And I'm here with my co-host tonight, Dr. Len Horowitz. And we are subbing for Reverend Roxy Hampton, who is away in the Far East, and we wish her well. And with that, I would like to bring Dr. Horowitz online here. Dr. Len, how are you?
Brother Don, great. Great to join you on Reverend Roxy Hampton's show.
Great. Same here. I'm so honored to be asked to sub for her. I don't know how she thought I could do this. I guess we're doing all right, of course. I appreciate having you on board here. With all the madness that's going on in the world today, we hold mutually our spiritual aspirations for a peaceful planet and an end to this madness. And I know that you have quite a bit to say about that yourself. I would like to properly begin tonight's show and have you pray for all of us, as well as Reverend Roxy and BBS Radio and folks across this country and around the world, if you would be so kind as to do that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the honor and the opportunity to do that. You know, I was just working on, before I do, just to share with you that,
sure,
you know, you're right on the mark. You know, I was just finishing up earlier today a letter that's going out to, this I know will warm your heart, to all the professional musicians and the celebrity vocalists, the professional performers and the musical artists who have been playing in the A440 standard tuning, not realizing they're actually creating a spiritual static and a block, and that really what we really need is this concert for the 144,000 as prophesied in the book of Revelation, which we've now seeded on the internet as liveh2o.org. So if folks go to www.liveh2o.org, they'll see not only my prayer that is for humanity manifesting in a practical opportunity to serve the not only creator but people with the blessed music that literally can turn everything around. And I know as a musician who's studied in this field yourself, you know, I know that it'll warm your heart. And I'm going to be finishing that up, and the website is up right now, but I'm going to be adding this open invitation to musicians to get clear that it's time for them to really take responsibility, you know, extend their responsibility to retune their instruments to God's musical scale,
yes,
instead of man's, and that the concert concept is added to by this online capability that we now have by Jonathan Goldman, who did the Holy Harmony CD using the perfect circle of sound that we advanced with the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse originally. But the online temple that he's just created, and this is relatively new, he's only had it up for a few weeks now. They just christened it the other day. So this is an online resource that's freely accessible to everyone globally who has access to the internet, that has the capacity to receive your voice, your chant, your prayer, your ohm, your electromagnetic frequency of 528 hertz, which is the love tone, that together we're going to have at least 144,000 people worldwide be able to sing on the internet simultaneously through this online temple, that the tones of grace and glory and praise to the Creator for humanity's salvation, physical salvation, spiritual evolution, awakening of consciousness, turning off the egoic mind, the fear-based mind, the jealous mind, the mind that gets us stressed out, anxious, the judgmental mind where we judge and yet we should not be judging unless we bring judgment upon ourselves. Shutting off this stress mechanism in our brains that many people who have been the practitioners of meditation know, the quietness and the peace that exists within ourselves, within our Holy Spirit-filled temples, and that as a result of closing down this egoic mental monstrosity, the result is also an opening of our hearts, the residence of love, the connection that we have through our hearts to the Creator, and that all of this will be accelerated dramatically, like the spiritual renaissance is occurring, as we sing together, 144,000 voices through cyberspace, brought together and then transmitted in 9 venues internationally, large concerts, Live H2O, it's called, or the Concert for the Living Waters. 9 venues next to large bodies of water. We already have a commitment. As a matter of fact, our representative in Uganda is meeting with the president of the country this week on the Concert for the Living Waters being hosted in this country, Uganda, at the source of the Nile River. And that the concept of having one in Hawaii, one in New York State, or Toronto next to Niagara Falls at the Niagara Falls State Park, people are working on that. People are working in Seattle. People are working at L.A. to create venues next to large bodies of water, which is a superconductor, so that the concept of bringing at minimum 144,000 voices together on the internet, then transmitted via computers and sound production into these large venues where there will be thousands, if not tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of people at each live concert venue, that the speakers will be broadcasting these frequencies of the 144,000 voices all tuned to 528 hertz love. That's the love frequency of the universe. And that the audiences there will join the 144,000 online, creating additional resonance that is directed, all of it, into the waters. The waters being a superconductor. The waters being a carrier of electromagnetic energies, of sound, better than any other medium. The waters being part of literally the triune God. If you go back and read Genesis, in the beginning there was the Creator, the water, even before the Word. So the concept of us creating a global baptism, or a homeopathic, where all the waters of the earth vibrate love, and send and hyper-stimulate the environment with the love signal that reaches out like waves of water. When you throw pebbles into a pond, the waves flow and continue to go to the furthest extent of the pond, to the farthest shores, rippling that frequency of energy, in this case throughout the entire universe. So that is the vision and the prayer that we've placed on the internet, for not only in service to the Creator, but for humanity's physical salvation on an intoxicated planet, and a remedy for the intoxication and the pollution, as well as an acceleration of the spiritual renaissance that we're already engaged in. Most of us who have been working on ourselves, trying to improve ourselves, and trying to be good human beings, trying to be humble servants of the Creator, following the words of the Creator, not just in the Bible, but literally within our own hearts, letting our own conscious, higher conscience, be our guides, and that living now a more fuller life as a result of that, having synchronicities, having miracles more and more happen in our lives, bringing the resources, both human and financial and otherwise, to bear on our projects in service to the Creator and each other. This is the glory that's manifesting out of this vision and the spiritual renaissance direction that we are engaged in. And so my prayer tonight goes out to not just Reverend Roxy Hampton, who has grasped this concept 1,000% and has, from the very beginning of its inception virtually, been engaged in this manifestation, but also, like you say, all the people from BBS Radio and Don Newsom and Seth and Engineering and the Newsom family for the dedication, the years of dedication and trials and tribulations and challenges electronically in cyberspace, you know, challenges that come up every single day in that they plod through to bring you this signal for free if you're listening on the internet, and if you haven't contributed your $2 a month for being a member of BBS Radio, you certainly should do that so that you can gain at least the access to the archives of all of our shows. Very valuable and wonderfully uplifting information there. You know, to all the people who are listening, because, you know, there's a lot of wonderful things that they could be doing with their time this Sunday night, Monday morning. But instead of doing those things, they're listening to you, Don, and me, and made a contribution by simply doing that, being blessed by the revelations, being uplifted ideally by the information, and that through this information they are engaged in the restoration of our planet. So that my prayer goes out to every single one of you folks listening, and I want to thank the Creator for giving us this opportunity to be together tonight and to share in the revelations and the resolution, the restoration, the remedy of what ails us and our planet. Thank you, Heaven the Creator, for making us your righteous, your right standing, having us stand rightly and straight and correctly within your musical, mathematical matrix, that we can now walk through this valley of sin and insanity and the shadow of death all around us and fear no evil, knowing that you are absolutely powering our every step, directing our every step, and prospering our every step, protecting us like no one else. For those who do not have you in their hearts and in their minds, that those of us who don't have a full measure of faith and trust in you and your glory do not experience the full measure of prosperity and your grace. And so I pray for those souls. I pray for those of us who lack any of this miraculous capability. So with a prayer, may we manifest 100%, in fact, 1,000% of what's necessary to be a full, complete, totally capable, worthy recipient of the full measure of God's glory, protection, and direction. In Yeshua's name I pray and praise you, Heavenly Creator, and in your name I trust. Amen.
Amen, and so be it. Thank you, Dr. Horowitz. I want to come back in a few moments to the topic that you opened up about the special event that you have planned, and I want to give you some more positive encouragement in light of that. Before I do that, Reverend Roxy had asked me actually last week to talk about some of the things that are plaguing our country, to address some of the issues about the election and this this potpourri of candidates that we've been given. And I thought about it, and I thought to myself, how am I going to put this into context with this show? Because I don't want to dwell on the illusions and the misrepresentations that the media is giving us. Of course, there's an agenda being carried out. And miraculously, or maybe just synchronistically, about an hour before the show, I received an email from Arthur Pollack in Maryland. Arthur is sponsoring the rally, which is taking place with the help of the Granny Warriors in Washington, D.C. on April the 15th. And this event is going to be a gathering of folks from around the country to demand that our leaders start listening to us for a change. And so this is a step in faith that folks are going to take. And Arthur came across an article that originally appeared on newswithviews.com, written by Greg Evenson. And Greg Evenson is a former Kansas State trooper, and having been in law enforcement and having studied what's been going on, he felt that he should convey this message to us. So I would like to read his message here, if I can do that. The answers, this is called The Questions Not Asked That Have Ruined a Nation. The answers to the following questions are among the most important ones ever sought. If they had been asked and honest, accurate answers offered, the American people would have held the potential solutions to this nation's most crushing problems within their minds and also within their grasp. Because they were not asked, or asked by only a tiny number of caring, astute, educated, constitutionally literate citizens, most of us have fiddled while Washington burned. It is so late in the day, I do not believe that if we moved right now with every resource at our disposal, this nation can be saved from the ultimate ride into the septic tank of history due to the flushing action of the economic markets, banks, big oil, and of course, the Federal Reserve System, an extension of the Rothschild European banking conspiracy. Understand that the banks have already made their big money, have always made money, even during the Depression. They will emerge from the next great financial crises, somewhat bruised, but always ahead of the game. They will destroy economies, whole nations, indeed perhaps civilization. But they will emerge like maggots from dead carrion, bloated from their meals of your savings, your retirement systems, your former investments, and your life's work. These vultures are circling over America at this moment and could care less what happens to the crumbling domino effect created by their insatiable, indeed evil greed for money. They cannot ever be trusted to pursue the morally upright path with the people's or the nation's treasure. Since a cabal of paid-off, corrupted, and treasonous congressional representatives voted late in the night of December 23, 1913, to surrender the nation's banking responsibility, congressionally given to the United States Department of the Treasury, the People's Treasury, to a private banking group, the Federal Reserve System, this nation, from that moment to this very moment, has been running toward a date in its destiny that would see the end of free government and real liberty unlike any the world has ever known. We are witnessing the end of a nation, its magnificent history forgotten, its potential for world leadership absolutely ruined by lying presidents, a prostituted military general staff overseeing the killing of its fighting corps, bought and paid for legislators in the service of the banks, and a court system caught somewhere between military rule and the elusive but deadly concoction of maritime law and suspended constitutional government. The still in effect state of emergency used since March 9, 1933, including the bankruptcy of the U.S. and its dissolution of the government, is the result. That is why judges rule without regard to the constitutionality of the issue before the court. That is why judges have assumed the power they have without the authority or constitutional right to do so. That is why judges everywhere ignore legal rights, deprive the accused of informed jury rulings, and dismiss tax cases at will. The Constitution of the United States is suspended and not available to defend citizens within the court system. Congress can do what it likes and ignore you. The Council on Foreign Relations dictates to Congress and the President what it wants achieved toward the ultimate goal of U.S. assimilation into the world government and complete loss of our independence or sovereignty. That is why the executive branch and the president are racing to close the deal with Canada and Mexico to create a giant borderless region where the banks win again. That is why mutual security or defense pacts are being brokered or already set in place to assure that unrest over this or any other slave-creating legislation is protected, placing our economy and your jobs on the fast track for annihilation. It explains the lack of any significant roundup of illegals or protection from international criminal drug running. It makes clear why a useless, meaningless war is fought endlessly in Iraq, and why no one has had an original thought concerning oil independence in 60 years. These are issues and questions that have not been asked before a responsible, serious governmental agency for a generation or more. These same questions have been ignored by candidates running for public office and have not been considered important by the very people who are going to be at the mercy of those officials, some of whom have held congressional public office since the early 1960s. We are sowing what we have reaped. Additional questions about the operations of our intelligence agencies, domestic eavesdropping, satellite surveillance on American citizens, court-approved or private interception of our phone conversations, email, and text messaging captures by the CIA, FBI, BATFE, the Pentagon, the IRS, various state police agencies, and phone companies themselves show conclusively that our freedoms are absolutely gone. Believe it or not, the First Amendment is in serious doubt by Congress and the courts. Say what you believe, get a boatload of guts, because being right and saying so loudly will give you a one-way ticket to a U.S. detention camp soon enough. We have virtually no Fourth Amendment protections left. None. The Second Amendment is in great peril by those who fear its threat to tyranny, and that we may just follow the Declaration of Independence and escort them out of town. Still further questions about the integrity of our pharmaceuticals, the lack of accountability by clinics and hospitals that are killing more than 100,000 people yearly due to inbred infections rampant through the carelessness of lazy doctors and nursing staff who lack or ignore simple sterile protections observed even in the third world arise every day in America. Who is safeguarding us? Hospital administrators? Surgical teams? Apparently not. Big Pharma and its pill brigades? Not in the last 50 years or more. Get back to Grandma's remedies. They work and cost next to nothing. Oh, that's right. I should have known better. Those old-time solutions are very cost-effective. That's why the big-name pharmaceutical companies want all natural remedies regulated, eliminated, outlawed, or bought up by themselves. It's about money, not the cure or the gain for you and me. Where are the citizen committees asking these and thousands of other questions? Still too busy with crap that doesn't matter. Still to set on boozing it up this Friday instead of tending to the nation's business. Still making excuses why you just can't afford to prepare for a rendezvous with history that will leave you breathless. Permanently breathless. Where were the open and honest investigations in just the 1990s concerning Oklahoma City, Waco, Ruby Ridge, Flight 800, September 11, 2001, the activities of the depraved and corrupted Democratic version of Heinrich Himmler? Attorney General Janet Reno, the whacked-out Republican Attorney General John Ashcroft, his Patriot Act 1 and later 2. German Fatherland, oops, that's U.S. Homeland Security, Director Chertoff and the Gestapo. The list goes on forever. Where were your questions and your outrage? Do you have any even now? Are you grasping all of this? Do you care? Have you given up? Are you so worn down you can't think or reason? Who will you blame when the trucks stop rolling? Where will you go to get toilet paper? Will you have enough soup on the shelf? Will you demand to know where our United States Department of Agriculture demanded that every domesticated, or I should say why, our own United States Department of Agriculture demanded that every domesticated animal in America be chipped? Will you ask why every move you make and every free action you attempt is now regulated? Do you have courage to refuse a real ID in the form of a driver's license that will regulate and locate you anywhere, anytime? Are you rushing to get a chip on board U.S. passport? Why? Will you stop obeying these endless absurd laws and just say no? Have you stopped to consider that the only thing left for you to do is to start breaking the law? Will you ask just one more question? Are you able or willing to do anything at all? Will you begin this process by fighting political correctness, fighting special rights for only certain people, challenging stupid, anti-common sense, environmental and social needs, like letting children do what they want without discipline and allowing endangered centipedes to have more habitat considerations than my family? As I have stated in recent weeks, America is issuing an SOS. The lifeboats are within reach, the implosion is accelerating, and you had better prepare. This is the day, this is the time, and this is the hour. We see the evidence of genetics run wild in our dwindling wheat supply. We see rogue nations, rogue dictators, rogue oil company executives, rogue oil refinery managers, and cowardly congressional morons encouraging by their inaction to protect us the destruction of the economy and our personal home budgets. We still do nothing. We can't get from here to there on an airliner. Drugged up engineers are running railroad trains. Baseball heroes lie about their drug use, and Congress uses them to show that they, the Congress critters, are doing the people's business. Have you taken care of your finances? Have you moved to protect what you have? When will you decide what to do with your accounts? Do you own precious metals? Is your vehicle in good shape? Do you have some extra gasoline, kerosene, or diesel fuel? Do you have a good inventory of tools, rope, chain, steel cable, barbed wire, concertina wire? Do you have a big supply of non-hybrid seeds? Is your winter clothing the real thing, or does it just look good? Do you have a good supply of firewood? Can you live off the electrical water and phone grid? Have you plotted a first, second, third, and fourth route to your retreat? What if they close the roads? Are you within one tank of gas to your destination? Can you defend yourself or your family? Do you have an RV trailer, even a small one, to use during reasonable weather until you can do something else, go somewhere else, or figure something else out? What food supplies do you have? Can you prepare something that is not out of a helper box of some kind? Can you live without refrigeration? Can you stalk game and kill it? Can you dress it out safely? Do you know where and how to fish? Have we asked the questions of our elected leaders at all levels that need to be asked? Have you sought them out and pinned them down as to what they believe, what they vote for, and what they do in your name? Have you encouraged others to do those same things? Have you agreed with people who think like you do to agree to vote only for those who are willing to sign a pact with you outlining their beliefs and their promise to do what is right for this nation and her people? Will you accept that? Unless we do that, America is absolutely doomed to the course of destruction that has been set by world elites that care not the least for you or America. Is God a part of your life, and do you acknowledge your need for Him? Will you start using your status as a citizen with a hard agenda right now? Will you make life miserable for the very people you elected that they have made your life miserable? Will you get ready before it is too late? Have you taken this article seriously? I have asked 50 questions to help prepare your ability to withstand what is ahead. They have gone straight to the heart of why we are on the precipice of disaster. One question remains. Are you willing to do what you must to help America back to righteous government and moral world leadership? Your refusal to be run over by a train while waving the red, white, and blue flare for freedom means we still may be able to safely stop this runaway giant if the crew is still in control. What an article. He asked the questions there.
A lot of thought went into that.
A lot of thought. And what he's pointing out, and I'm sure you'll agree, is he's pointing out that we are responsible. We have been saying this for some time now, as you well recognize, Dr. Len. We've got to come to a state of repentance in regard to our Maker, and I don't think it's sufficient enough to just pray and assume that our prayers are going to be answered without us taking any action, without us making any decisions, and without us admitting and accepting and taking responsibility, both for our inaction as well as what we're going to be doing in the very near future. If I'm sounding an alarm here, it's an alarm that's been sounding silently, and it's about time that we begin to hear it.
You know, the quality of your life is dependent upon the quality of the questions that you're asking yourself at any given moment. And given this moment of urgency really affecting beyond America's borders, you know, humanity in general, I think that these questions that are being asked here are appropriate questions, and that the answers to them certainly would lead us to a higher quality of life and a better America. So, you know, a lot of those questions, I think pretty much all of those questions I've asked myself over the last several years, and we've made major life decisions based on the answers that we've created. And I think we were on the Insight Hour the other night on Tuesday nights. I know you know, Don, we do the Insight Hour same time.
Yes.
And I think it was on the Insight Hour the other night that we kind of looked at the same concept of, what do we do? We had a caller that called in and said, you know, where do I go? You know, Dr. Horowitz, let me know, you know, the best place for me to go given the urgency and the economic catastrophe that's befallen America. You know, where do I go? And I answered that, you know, it's a matter of you praying and meditating and getting guidance within your own heart, because every single one of us is unique. Every one of us has our own unique destiny to fulfill, and every single one of us has our own unique needs. And family, you know, is unique. You know, do you have children? Do you not have children? Do you have certain requirements in your either professional career or creative giftings to express? Does it require you to be at a certain place? You know, so every single one of us has got to look at the resources that are required for survival on top of the resources that are required for us to express ourselves in the most divine way. And so, you know, it's so important to ask the highest quality questions.
Yes.
And indeed, these are very, very important questions. And I, you know, I hate to say it, I'm not an alarmist anymore. At one point in time, I guess somebody could judge me that way. You know, when I was screaming about, I guess it was 1996, so that's what, 12 years ago, when I was screaming about my findings regarding the AIDS virus being a U.S. military creation, and that the Congress of the United States needs to attune to that and stop the pandemic that's been created by malfeasance and you know, this whole vaccination sabotage and intoxication. You know, I was an alarmist. I was cited as being an alarmist instead of a realist, and the questions that I was asking back then are certainly different from the questions I'm asking now. You know, the questions I was asking back then is, you know, how can we get Congress to act? You know, now the questions I'm asking is, how can I get my family to survive?
Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, the way that he completed this question article is, you know, I'm a little uncomfortable with it. You know, I think it's too late. I think he hints himself, I think he can sense his own insecurity in his writing that conclusion, that maybe, you know, by some, you know, some hook or crook or divine appointment, or that we're going to come out of this. And I just don't think that that's going to be the way. And the reason I don't think that is because not simply have I been disappointed with false hopes, but I kind of like see this as a necessary purging of our own irresponsibility.
Yes.
And our own negativity.
Yes.
And, you know, I was having a conversation the other day with another individual who was celebrating America's economic collapse. And I found his position refreshing. I found his position also very reasonable in that, you know, he was saying, you know, isn't this a wonderful thing that we're going to have to walk to the store or walk to our neighbor's orchard and do some sort of a barter exchange for what we put in our bellies that day. You know, what a wonderful thing that we're getting back to simplicity. You know, I read in the paper in Idaho yesterday that there's a gentleman who is no longer driving his Mercedes diesel truck to work. He's got it parked in his garage, and instead of paying $4 a gallon plus for diesel fuel, he's decided that he's going to pay $3.50 to keep his Chevy truck going. You know, and what's going to happen when that Chevy truck is no longer capable of getting that fuel? You know, the concept that simplification is justified spiritually. Just like, you know, if you, I always ask this question to the Love Code Musical Healing Celebration people. If you were the creator and you had a choice to do things simple or complex, which would you make it? And the most intelligent people would say, of course we'd make it simple. Well, life is really complex today. You know, you don't even know where Archer Daniel Midlands gets that food. You know, that cluster of grapes you see at Safeway or, you know, Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that stuff come from? Who's making it? You know, especially during wintertime, where are you seeing fresh fruit like this being harvested? And, you know, you begin, it's like the system by which we're surviving is so complex. And the politics and the economics is so unwieldy that it's kind of like, okay, let's all take a deep breath and get back to basics.
Yes.
And what we're being compelled to do in this urgency is just that. You know, let's get real. Let's get back to Maslow's hierarchy of human needs. What do you need? Well, you know, you need your basic physiological needs. You need food, air, and water. Where do you get those? Where can you be? That's the question to ask. Number one, especially if you have children, where can you be absolutely certain you're going to have fresh drinking water, you're going to have ideally fresh air to breathe, and you're going to be able to have some food to put in your belly? Real simple. And you don't need a lot. You don't need to stuff your face sick or go to these restaurants where you pay $10, $12, $15, $20 and more and then end up leaving about two-thirds or half of the food that they served you on the plate so that they throw it out and it fills the compost, which they don't even compost. They just flush down the toilets. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the fact is that food to a homeless person would be probably the greatest meal they've had in months. The fact that food could easily be used as compost to be made into fertilizer. The fact that you and I use bathrooms and flush down these, you know, flush down our waste into these septic systems and toilets that's continuing to pollute the environments and the water treatment plants and the cost of doing that, whereas, for example, the communities that I'm familiar with in Hawaii literally compost it all. And as a result, grow this tremendously beautiful organic fruit and vegetables. And you begin to realize, holy mackerel, simplification for your basic human needs is really appropriate.
Yeah.
Instead of relying on these global industrialists to provide for everything and in the process enslave everyone.
Well, this piece that I read obviously is a wake-up call to those that are still asleep and not aware of what's going on. Of course, it doesn't offer the solutions other than to point out what the necessities are going to be and where we need to reevaluate our priorities. I'll hand him that.
You know, I thought it was an excellent article, Don.
Yes.
Absolutely. It was a very well-written, very thoughtful article.
Now, we're sort of preaching to the choir when we talk to those who are awake, and yet I know that many in the Patriot Movement who are listening and talking about these issues on a daily basis, basically pointing out the problems, are not coming up with a whole lot of solutions. Now, some people are freeing themselves of the encumbrances of the fiat financial system, of the credit system, and those are obvious solutions, at least on the short-term basis. But it causes one to have to reflect, as you said, to go inside, into the heart center, and to listen there. We keep looking outside of ourselves for solutions. And I have been saying, and I know you have been saying, and you're even basing it on scientific fact, that the answers for each and every one of us are going to be inside of us. What is right for you may not be right for me.
Yeah, and then the concept of faith and trust in the Creator, yea, though I walk through this valley where everything is being decimated and intoxicated, and I can live there, I can work there, I can be like Mother Teresa and tend for the sick there. Why? Because there's a Holy Spirit power within me that supersedes any of this physical reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that this is part of the concept. I dropped out, literally. I left Worldwide Christian Radio. I had, like you do, your program 5 days of the week. On Tuesday night, you follow me on the Insight Hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing Worldwide Christian Radio 5 mornings a week. And every morning, getting up, reading New York Times and Washington Post, and having commentary. And it was in the Patriot Network, and my friends, I still have them. You know, folks like Jack McLam and Bo Greitz, you know, all these wonderful human beings who made a huge commitment and changed their lives and careers and service to the Creator and humanity to, you know, be watchmen, be, you know, heralding this catastrophe that this article speaks about. You know, these guys were doing it 10, 12, 15 years ago, and I was there saying similar messages with regard to health and the manipulations of the populations through the vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I left that, and the reason I left that was because it was devoid, like you say, of the answers.
Yes.
I went in search. I literally left the mainland. I went to Hawaii to do a virtual several-year retreat and work on a ministry mission and project there to get to the keys of heaven. Everybody was talking about hell and earth.
Yes.
And I was interested, okay, if everybody's focusing on hell, you can't create heaven. You got to be able to look at, you know, it's just kind of like the same thing that is the focusing on problems or focusing on solution. By focusing on problems constantly, that's what the politics is doing. That's what Babylon is engaged in.
Yeah.
And it's dysfunctional.
Yeah.
It's debilitating. And it's exhausting. And depressing. And so this is why we have the rates of disease, you know, physical, mental, emotional, social, economic. It's out of control. But that's not where the solution lies.
No.
So, you know, that's what I did. I literally took a sabbatical from that, left my radio show, and went in search and study of the keys of heaven. And that's what I believe we have. I believe that by the grace of the Creator, I've been blessed with the revelations required for salvation, physical and spiritual evolution into this messianic age, into an age of world peace, into an eternal life. I believe that with my most sincere heart. I can tell you that nothing else makes sense to me. That there's an absolute certainty and conviction in me saying to you, the Creator has always been there for us, is there for us right now, is here for us right now, and has opened the doors, literally, that no man can close by rendering to us the salvation, not just message, but the technology, which is the sound frequencies of divinity, which literally is the perfect circle of sound, which includes the 528 hertz frequency of love eternal. And it's like listening to a radio show. You know, if you're listening to a radio station and you're getting out of touch with its frequency, if you're getting beyond its frequency range, and or you're trying to tune your radio and you're getting static instead of the clear signal, that's the type of connection I'm talking about. We are out of touch with the Creator's vibration. We're out of touch with the frequency essence of divinity. So we have cursed humanity by this elimination of this vibration. And the vibration's primarily focusing on our hearts, not our heads.
I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, and you know how much I've been researching and the topics that I've covered in many of my shows, and much of it has dealt with this negativity, not for the purpose in dwelling in the negativity, but to point out that we're blindly seeking answers from those who have created this for us.
And a mistake that is.
Yeah,
stupid.
Yes, and we have co-created in our inaction, in our acceptance of this, as if we depend upon their decisions, their choices, and their leadership, really to take us where we can go if we just go inside, if we go within the heart and talk to God and listen to His voice.
Yeah, this and you know, I hate to say this because it seems like, you know, I'm a naysayer, but you know, given energy to this dysfunctional bureaucracy, this political system that is in such disarray and dysfunction that any amount of energy you give to this lunacy is literally detracting from your own capability of experiencing divinity.
Yes.
Right here, right now. I really believe that you can get far more satisfaction and be far more effective in changing the status of this planet and people's health by going inside, because it is a spiritual, it's not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle, it is also a spiritual process of creationism that is taking place. The old is passing away, the new that is being created. Again, the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Creator. It's ordered out of a spiritual process.
Yes.
We've been given the creative technology. It is music and math. We've been given the tones of creation and creationism, the core creative frequencies. That leads us to the spiritual realm. It leads us to open our hearts and go therein for the full life, for the full measure of eternal life. And so if we want to bring eternal life to a dying planet and a diseased America, we've got to go inside, not canvassing door to door and raising funds for our political candidate of the day. That's my humble opinion.
Yes.
You know, I can't say I'm ashamed to share it, but I feel, you know, hesitant to share it because I know that most people listening are going, gee whiz, Dr. Horowitz is so negative. You know, I really think Ron Paul is fabulous, and I think we should get the vote out for him. And, you know, even though he's got no chance of winning, at least we'll make a political statement by voting, giving him more votes. You know, gee whiz. You know, I can't go there anymore, Don.
Yes, I agree. Now, what the Lord has been putting on my heart, and it's been for some time, is that I have done my job, just like what you're describing. I have awakened as many as are going to listen, and it's now time for me to focus on the spiritual solutions. And that's the point to where I've come.
Yeah, well, I think that that's admirable, and that's where I'm at, and that's why we're on the same page and on the same show together.
Yes. In fact, he has been inspiring me musically. He's been inspiring my creativity. Of course, I am coming to that realization, and it's through hearing his voice. It's through prayer and meditation and focusing on that aspect of my being that these answers come through. And what I have felt more than anything is love. Is love.
Well, that's exactly the essence of it all.
And the light and the peace and the joy. With all this tumultuous activity that's going on around us, somehow I feel that I have been protected or shielded from that negativity, that I can look at it, that I can talk about it, but not feed it energy, knowing that I am acknowledging that it is something that is there, but that I don't have to choose to participate in it. That it doesn't have to be my reality, that we can co-create a new reality. And my calling is in music.
Yeah. You know, and again, when you think of music and love and the 528 hertz frequency of sound, which is the love frequency, and you realize that's what's missing from the planet, and you realize that is the healer, that is the frequency, that love really heals and cures all the ailments. Now you realize at a time in history where approximately 3.5 billion people are on their way out. They're sick. They're diseased. They're looking for answers. They're looking for the solution. They're looking for the cures. And you and I have that. You and I know how to heal people. And we've been blessed. And in fact, you know, it's kind of like we are fulfilling, even more so than the Christian community that has thus far neglected what the Messiah, Yeshua, preached and prophesied, said that you, his followers, his apostles and followers, shall do more than what he has done.
Yes, greater things.
Greater things shall you do than what I have accomplished. And if not now in these end times, when? It's now.
Yes.
And who is it? Who is it that's going to carry that and fulfill that prophecy of the Messiah? Well, I'm telling you, you know, the Lord strike me down if I'm not speaking with my full heartfelt intent and desire that I be chosen, that I be uplifted and directed to fill those huge shoes, to be able to literally lay hands on people with the faith and trust and connection through my heart to the Creator, to have the miracles of healing, and more incredibly, through literally the creation of music, the concerts, the CDs, or the capabilities that we have for simply playing or singing, most importantly, the voice, the human voice. There's nothing more powerful as a healing tool than the human voice. Tuning and toning to the correct frequency, not man-made frequency, the Creator's music. That is what I have in my heart. That's what's directing me at this point. And, you know, I praise the Creator for directing me and giving me the blessings that, and the confidence that I have to be broadcasting this message at this time in history.
Well, I share that with you, and I have arrived at that place in my mission right now. In speaking of the concert, I had mentioned to you in an email a while back that I was going to try to open up a door at the Rock Hall. Coincidentally, the Rock Hall sits right at the shore of Lake Erie. What a fantastic location.
Wonderful. You see, this is what we need. We really need, you know, Toronto hasn't come on online exactly yet. I'm meeting with folks next week in Toronto to see if we can solidify the venue in Toronto. While we're on the subject, I want to invite everyone that's listening to mark down May the 24th, this coming May 24th, for our Portland event. I want to announce that May 17th in Toronto, as well as Portland on May 24th, we're doing the Love Code Musical Healing Celebration, Love Code Seminar Musical Healing Celebration. You can go online to lovecodeseminar.com and get your tickets right on the internet right now. It's going to be a very special event in Portland. They're both going to be really special, but the one in Portland I'll tell you a little bit about. We're honoring also Jeff Rentz. Jeff Rentz, I'm going to be on his show tomorrow night at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock Pacific time on Genesis Communications Network. Jeff Rentz is a American hero, and we're giving him the American Unsung Hero Award banquet on the night of Saturday night, May 24th, in Portland. So go online to lovecodeseminar.com and get that ticket, that information. It's going to be very inexpensive, and it's a very wonderful full day and night program. Scott Huckabee is the universal guitarist for the Spiritual Renaissance. He's going to be performing Saturday night a concert in Love, 528 Love, Live Love and 528 concert he's giving on Saturday night. On the May 17th, the week before Portland, we're doing a special Love Code Seminar Musical Healing Celebration in Toronto, and I'm going to be working with a unbelievable female vocalist, beautiful woman named Rosetta Stone, and that she is a recording artist. She has done a lot of wonderful recordings and made some great music with some great musicians already. She's going to be taking on Scott Huckabee's CDs. We may have some additional guest performers. I know I'm bringing my guitar. I'm going to be performing a bit, but Rosetta Stone is going to be performing in Toronto, and we have that venue also on my schedule at www.drlen, that's drlenhorowitz.com. You can also register online through www.lovecodeseminar.com. And so I want to make those announcements, Don.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm going to try to make those events. God willing, and as busy as my schedule is, if I can pull myself away for a day or two, Toronto's not that far away from me. So
yeah, that would be great. And if you want to play some music in the frequencies of Divinity, the Perfect Circle of Sound, folks, you can get more information on the Perfect Circle of Sound by just going to perfectcircleofsound.com, perfectcircleofsound.com. And then, as I mentioned earlier, go to liveh2o.org, L-I-V-E-H-2-O, not zero, O, dot O-R-G, and you'll read up about what it is we're planning for June 19th through the 21st, 2009, the Concert for the Living Waters, Live H2O. There's related articles, and as you'll see over the next 24 hours, you'll see an open invitation to musicians and vocalists to participate. Likewise, you'll see the new temple, the online temple that Jonathan Goldman has created for this purpose online as well, and it's something that you'll want to share with others.
Well, we're about out of time here. I want to thank you for this positive message, and I want to affirm that this is the truth. my guest tomorrow evening, I think you'll find very interesting, Deanne Hampton. I'm editing her new book, The New Human. This person lives in love 100% of the time.
I love it. Yay!
we've had some interesting conversations, of course, working on the book. Everything she writes resonates with me. It's all from spirit.
Beautiful.
It's all from the Father, and she is just a conduit of spiritual truth, and love and joy, she's a magnet. Everyone does double takes when she's out in public. They don't know what it is, but it's just infectious.
Beautiful. That's
good,
kind of beautiful.
So she's on tomorrow night, in fact, so if you want to listen to Evident Footprints, I encourage you and all the listening audience. It's a very uplifting message she has, and she's going to be on my show at least twice a month.
Wonderful.
If not more than that. So, Dr. Horwitz, thank you very much, and I look forward to these upcoming events. I'm going to do my best to play a part in this.
Wonderful. Appreciate it, brother. Thanks so much.
And thank you, and we want to wish Reverend Roxy the best and a speedy recovery from her back injury. I haven't heard from her this past week, so she must be out and about.
Yeah, she's probably having fun. That's great. I'm glad. I'm praying that she's back to normal with her back injury. I think we have one more show to do to cover for her, right?
Yes, that's next week.
Excellent.
So I'm looking forward to that again, and we'll have some positive things to talk about next week. Let's not feed this beast any longer.
Yeah. What is the date next Sunday?
Next Sunday will be the 13th.
Okay. I should be around for that. I'll be the 18th. I'm going to be speaking Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
At the Total Health Expo 2008.
Okay.
So I'll be away that weekend.
Okay. Well, God willing, maybe I'll even make it up there.
That would be great. Love to see you up there.
See. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your participation in the show tonight and helping me make it through this hour.
Always a pleasure.
And again, folks, thank you for listening to Mission Possible Radio on bbsradio.com. And special thanks to Don Newsom manning the boards tonight. And we'll see you all tomorrow on Evident Footprints. Dr. Horwitz will be on the Insight Hour next Tuesday right before my show, as usual. We do sort of a tag team there now. And I want to wish everyone a weekend filled with peace, love, and light. And have a good night.